Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. It's 19 minutes past 10 o'clock. You're listening to West Kent Radio. I'm Lynn Briggs. This is daytime. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined here in the studio by Jason Lower from the Trinity Theatre here in Tunbridge Wells and some of the cast members from Dracula, The Bloody Truth. Welcome to the studio, guys. Really nice to see you. So we've got Tom, Nimue, and Jason.
Hello.
Hi. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
It's all kicks off tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
The first night tomorrow. Your first night nerves, how are you doing?
So we've done a few performances a few weeks ago of the show, and we were planning on ending it there, but it seemed a shame because we really liked the show and we were only going to do it twice. So we thought, you know, why not do it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're doing another two.
Okay. So, Tom, was the production here in Tunbridge Wells when you did it previously?
Yes, yeah.
It's good that you've been able to do it again, then, isn't it? Yeah. So what do you, who do you play in the production?
that is a good question. So it's a multi-rolling piece, which means that some of the actors, not everyone, but they play multiple people. And there's a bit of a joke in the cast where everyone has their character or characters that they play, and then I have everyone else. So I played 11 characters.
Wow, that's
in the
really demanding.
Yeah, it's fast.
So it's a 2 hour, well, just short of 2 hours production.
Yeah, with the interval. So it's about 1 hour 40, okay. And then a 20-minute interval as well. But it hurtles through it, and it's really fun and really lively, and audiences just responded incredibly well to it when we did it a few weeks ago, and I've never quite known a response like that for particularly our Friday performance. Just the warmth in the audience and the laughter and the energy on stage was incredible.
You don't expect laughter when you go to see Dracula, though, do you? what's different about this production? Because it says the bloody truth.
Yes.
So what's the bloody truth about Dracula?
Well, that is the question. No, it's a parody of Dracula. So it's about a theatre company who's putting on a performance of Dracula that's a serious production, in quotation marks. And we are playing actors who are playing the characters. So we have our actor roles and our character roles. And it's all about peeling back those different layers of reality. And that makes it funny.
it is meant to be funny, just to clarify if anyone listening. It's a farce. It's fast-paced, it's multi-rolling, it's sort of a spoof take of the original Bram Stoker's.
So it's the traditional Bram Stoker story with this sort of strange twist that makes it funny.
So, yeah, the premise is that Van Helsing, who's the narrator, if you like, she thinks that Bram Stoker told it wrong. So she's saying, I know Bram Stoker wrote all that down, it became very famous, but I'm here to tell you what actually happened. And it's, you know, it's a very similar story, but, you know, with slightly different with different character interactions.
Yeah.
And such.
Okay. It's very 39 Steps, as in the stage show, not the Hitchcock film, 39 Steps, play that goes wrong sort of thing, and just lots of multi-rolling, lots of quick jokes and clowning and things like that, and yeah, it's a real treat to perform, and I still laugh, and I've seen it a lot of times now, an awful lot.
Is it different every time then? Is there a lot of spontaneous stuff going on?
Yes, this cast, the seven of them, they play 40 roles. They're really good at responding to the audience and responding to what is working well with the audience, and but not going too far. I think that's a temptation sometimes, particularly with youth theatre, to go too far, and these guys are really good at responding to what the audience is laughing at, and just really going full guns blazing into some quite silly territory.
So do you wear costumes then? If you're playing so many different parts, do you have to go and get changed?
There's a few sort of gags in the show that's based around that, but I have... You know, I'm in one of the wings, and there's a big costume rail for all the outfits on, and I have my own separate costume rail because there are a lot of very quick and quite big costume changes throughout the show.
So who's playing the main guy? Who's Dracula?
Oh, that's Ethan. Ethan's a brilliant actor who, it's a far cry from the sort of Transylvanian, I want to suck your blood kind of thing. It's he's got this huge presence on stage and a wonderful cape, and he knows how to use that cape.
And then what are you, who are you playing, or how many parts are you playing?
I think I'm playing about seven.
Yeah.
My main role is Lucy Westenra.
Oh, Lucy is she the one that Dracula gets and then she turns into a vampire?
Yes, I know.
Yes, okay. Oh, you get to do all the good stuff there. Is it really gory?
Not particularly, but it's all comedy, very Looney Tunes violence, so it's all very fun.
So there's lots of fake blood.
Well, we've got a lot of blood capsules at the moment.
I was going to ask you, but they're capsules.
And then we've got a little bit where we're going to... Oh, I don't want to spoil too much. So there's a little bit that we have to dab on to Joel, who's one of the actors, at some point.
And do you have any rubber bats? So, like in the old Hammer horror films.
One of my characters in Dracula is to play the bat, which is a puppet that I sort of puppeteer. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You are the rubber
bat.
It's
a very sort of quick cameo, but it is. I'm counting it as one of my parts.
And it was beautifully made. Like one of the youth theatre Oscar made this bat puppet, and it's beautiful, made out of a milk carton and a pen and masking tape. It looks really good.
This sounds great. Off. Listen, we're going to talk about the youth theatre actually. So we're going to break. Have a quick song. Do you like Steps?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll listen to Steps, and then we'll talk a bit about the youth theatre and the production again when we come back. That's Steps. Welcome back. I'm joined here with Jason Lower and cast members from the Trinity Theatre from the production of Dracula, The Bloody Truth. We're going to talk a little bit more about the actual youth theatre, because this is a youth theatre production, Jason, right?
Yes, it is. It's got seven people who've, most of them have done a lot of shows with us. Nimue and I do many shows a year. Tom's done Peter Pan with us. It's got those seven young people who've done a lot with us, but then it's also got the backstage youth theatre involved. They do the lighting, the sound, the set construction, props, costumes, makeup. Sarah does some hideous makeup for this. it's meant to be hideous. And we're really pleased about the amount of opportunities that young people can have in getting involved in every part of a production. So we did the full West End script of Sister Act over the summer in 2 weeks. We had six young musicians in that performing the West End score, working alongside professional musicians, young people doing the lighting, sound, calling the show, stage management, doing the set, doing props, doing costumes, and we're replicating that again in February. We're doing Legally Blonde, although rehearsing that over 3 months. And Nimue and Charlotte are in that, and we're really proud of the array of opportunities that everyone can do. And obviously with these guys, it's a lot about the end performance and making sure that end performance is as tight and as polished as it can be. But really, it's also about helping those young people to not just achieve their creative potential, but their personal potential as well. So their improve their confidence, their sense of community, their creativity, and that's something we do right through to preschoolers and ages 5 and 7, right through to our work with older adults. So we run a senior singing group and a moving with music group, and it's all about helping people to be the best that they can be at whatever they do, and giving them the tools to do that, and using the arts as a way to do that, rather than the approach where it's just trying to make everything the best it can possibly be. Although I do think that it is...
Dracula is the best it can possibly be.
Dracula is incredible.
So, Jason, the youth theatre, do you actively go out to get members, or do they come to you? Because presumably you're both at school or college.
Yes.
So yeah, different schools, different colleges? You are. So how did you find Trinity Youth Theatre? Did you apply to join them, or did they find you?
Well... from primary school, I had a few friends who were at the Oast Theatre, which is a sister theatre to to Trinity. Mm. And Jason runs the youth theatre at the Oast. And I joined the Oast Theatre when I was 10, I think. And then because the Oast does more straight plays, and I really wanted to dabble in musicals, so in 2019 I sort of moved over to Trinity while still doing the Oast.
And how about you, Tom?
So quite ironically, I kind of have the reverse of that, in that there's quite a lot of sort of musical theatre around, but I've always much preferred straight plays, and quite a few years ago now, I heard about Peter Pan, which was a production that Trinity was putting on, which was a straight play, and sort of I auditioned, got in, did it, and then have sort of been around the place ever since.
Uh-huh.
I'm a member of the Backstage Youth Theatre as well, because I like all the technical stuff. So I actually applied to Dracula as a backstage member and was asked if I'd like to act in it. And I said, you know, of course I'd like to. So that's how I got drawn into the show.
So if there's a young person now or a parent of a young person who has a child who's interested in theatre, how do they get to you, Jason?
So they can go to our website and trinityyouththeatre.co.uk. We'll take you to all of the youth theatre activities. We'll be putting up stuff for next year in the next few days. Our summer shows, our shows in a week, will be up in a few days. And our weekly workshops, we've got 18 weekly groups. There's waiting lists for some of those, but they can sign up through there, or they can get in contact with me via education@trinitytheatre.net.
Okay, great. Let's go back to Dracula. So it's all starting tomorrow, yeah, first night, and Saturday, yeah? What time is the production? What time does it start?
7:30.
7:30, okay. And tickets still available?
Yes, though they're going fast, so act quickly. They're all £8 as well.
Okay, that's good. So, and that's through your website, is it?
Yep.
Okay, all right, that's Trinity...
trinitytheatre.net.
Okay, brilliant. So, okay, well, good luck tomorrow. Next production?
So the next production for the Youth Theatre is Legally Blonde, but we've got 24 young cast members in Prince and the Pauper.
That's the Christmas...
Yeah, it's the big Christmas extravaganza that is a big play. It's got a lot of music actor musicians in it. Sean, who's the director, and Fliss, who's the young company director, have been really working hard with our young company to create some great performances. And I went to a rehearsal the other day, and it's looking brilliant. And Sean has been working on the play that goes wrong for the last few years in the West End. And he's, while it isn't the play that goes wrong, it's bringing a similar sort of comedic sensibility. And it's really fun and really lively and the perfect sort of Christmas show, especially this year, and just really lively and fun. And I can't wait to see it when it's fully formed.
So, but it's not a pantomime.
It's not a pantomime.
It's a proper production.
Yeah.
A serious production. Yes.
Yeah. No, well, serious might be pushing it.
Yeah, but you're not encouraged to shout, "He's behind
you!" Oh, no. But it's lots of music and mirth and mayhem, and just, it's really lively. And like I say, we've got 24 young people, 8 in each cast. And they are mostly playing the adults, while we've got professional adult cast members playing the younger characters. Mm-hmm. So it's a brilliant role reversal to see an 8-year-old play like the Duke. And they're doing a great job, and I'm so proud of them.
Oh, sounds great. Well, look, good luck on all of this. Not only this production, but future productions. I shall watch with interest with your future careers, guys. You're obviously very
so
talented.
Much, yes.
Yeah, so good luck with all of that.
Brilliant.
And Jason, well done for all
you
do. That's brilliant. So do come back.
We'd
tell us what
you're
up to there at Trinity.
Brilliant.
All right, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.